Good evening, Mr. Listen, North American. All the ships at sea, let's go to press. This is your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell, bringing you the evening's most important news. Flash, New York. A host of stars whose names fill theater in capital letters have gathered to honor a dark, slim, wiry little fellow whose songs they've been singing for 30 years. Friends and associates from coast to coast, New York, Chicago, Hollywood, join in a tribute to Irving Berlin's inspiration. And Irving, just to get things started, this is a word of admiration and affection from Mrs. Winchell's little boy, Walter. For lovely melodies, for simple, honest sentiments, for words and music that have become a permanent part of the American scene, for a gentle, gracious personality, and for the privilege of having known you and offered to you, Irving Berlin.
Ted Husing speaking from the Columbia Playhouse in New York. A gay, enthusiastic audience on the stage crowded with friends of Irving Berlin. Eddie Cantor, Al Jolson, Sophie Tucker, Connie Boswell, Ben Burney and Lou Lair, Paul Whiteman, the Brock Sisters, John Steele, Guy Lombardo, Al Goodman, Daryl Zanuck, and Luella Parson. All come to do honor to America's most beloved composer. And joining us later from Chicago, Rudy Valley, and from Hollywood, Tommy Dorsey. And to climax it all, Daryl Zanuck presents the 20th Century Fox stars in scenes and music from Berlin's latest contribution to the screen, Alexander's Ragtime Band. To start us off, Al Goodman and Ethel Merman, Turn On That Heat. Goodman, thank you, Ethel Merman. And by the way, that's one of the songs Ethel sings in the picture. And now, right at the head of the Berlin Parade, one of his closest friends. Actor, comedian, singer of mammy songs, who has carved his own glorious career in the theater and on the screen, and who today is one of the country's favorite radio stars, your master of ceremonies, Al Jolson.
Thank you, Theodore. And you know, for washing off burnt cork, there's nothing in the world like...
Ah, don't tell me.
You said it, life boy soap. But all clowning aside, ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you how happy I am to be here tonight. After all, I'm only an actor, a comedian, and a singer of many songs. What can I say about a man who writes things like,
When the midnight choo-choo leaves for Alabama, I'll be right there. I've got my fare. Somebody's coming to my house. Somebody's coming to stay.
You've got a thought. What words? What music? For such a little fellow. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know where it all comes from. 30 years now, the whole world has danced to his tune. He's written more hit songs than any other living composer. But of all the nice things that have been said about him, the finest tribute was paid to him by another great composer, Jerry Kern, who said, Irving Berlin has no place in American music. He is American music. Ladies and gentlemen, the fellow who really leads the parade, Irving Berlin.
Thank you, Al, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. But what can a songwriter say? What can a songwriter do? I wish I could make an appropriate speech, but speech making simply is out of my reach. So what can a songwriter do? What can a songwriter say? A fiddler can speak with his fiddle. A singer can speak with his voice. An actor can speak with his tongue and his cheek. But a songwriter has no choice. Whatever his rights or his wrongs, he only can speak with his song. So, Al, let me say it with music, and I leave the speaking to you. And each time you say it with music, here is what I'd like to do. Let me sing a Berlin song with simple words that roll along. If my song can start you smiling, I'm happy, oh, happy. Let me sing a sad refrain, a broken heart that loved in vain. If my song can start you crying, I'm happy. Let me croon a low-down blues that'll lift you out of your seat. And if my song can reach a tune and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charms, of cotton fields and Mammy's arms. And if my song can make you homesick, I'm happy.
Irving wrote that little song for me many years ago. And as long as we're going back that far, I'm reminded of a little story. Along about 1909, the old Hammerstein Theater was headlining the world's most famous juggling act, Bedini and Otha. For comedy relief, they had a little banjo-eyed kid with them who used to imitate Bedini's juggling and usually broke a whole stack of plates doing it. But the little 2x4 wasn't satisfied with breaking plates. He wanted to break the monotony by singing. Well, in a weak moment, Bedini agreed. And well, folks, the rest is history. The song was Berlin's My Wife's Gone to the Country. The little banjo-eyed kid, guess who?
My wife's gone, my wife's gone to the country. Hooray, hooray. She thought it just, I need a rest. That's why she went away. Oh, she took the children with her. Hooray, hooray. I don't care what becomes of me. My wife's gone away.
Thank you. We finally got together, Hal. You know, everything I ever got out of life started with my wife gone to the country.
Not the 5 daughters, Eddie.
Oh, Albert, don't say that. Ah, those were the days when songs meant something. After the ball is over, after the break of day. Eddie, now what do you get?
This is Berlin show.
Flatfoot Flugie with the Floyd Floyd. You know, My Wife Gone to the Country was written in a period when women danced with partners, not with fans and bubbles. When the Big Apple was a fruit and trucking was just a business. In those days, when you went out with a girl, she took along a chaperone and 4 hatpins. What does she take now? A lawyer and a ticket to Reno. And the clothes women used to wear, bustles and bloomers and 14 petticoats. Today they wear so little they have to dress to go to bed. Everything has changed, Al. Look at what happens these days with those swing bands, Benny Goodman. Young boys and girls going out. And what do you have to go into those swing bands? Pants and coats that don't match. That's the admission. And they don't dance for 5 or 10 minutes. They dance for 15, 20 minutes, a half an hour. They fall exhausted. They go out, get a blood transfusion, come back and do the same thing. But really, those days were wonderful, Al. And the most wonderful thing of all was to walk into that old Hammerstein music hall packed to the doors. And who did they come to see? A little black-faced comedian up there on the stage in the billing. Al Jolson, good for what ails you.
I love the cows and chickens, but this is the life. Yeah, this is the life. I love to raise the chickens while I'm half a rain where the band is playing. I love homemade cider, but I'd rather have wine. No more chicken berries, me for cocktail cherries. This is a life, yeah, this is a life, this is a life for
my... Oh, Al, Al, you proved one thing, the way Berlin writes his songs, anyone can sing them.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. That's a little nasty on your part, Eddie.
Yeah?
Yeah, everybody, the way Berlin writes a song, anybody can sing him.
Well,
suppose we give it the supreme test, and let's see if Berlin can sing him.
Come on, Irving. Irving, we'll help you, after all, with performers.
Well, all right. If
tell me, what key do you sing it in?
Do you have to have a key?
Do you have to have it? How do you like that? Do you have to have a key?
Dope, isn't it? Yeah.
Listen, Irving, tell me something. What note do you start with?
Well, you know, that black note over there. And,
the
and,
black note?
Yeah, the one with...
Well, that's as good as any. Come on, Irving, don't stall. Let's go.
Okay. Man,
there's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if we let him make a fee.
Let's harmonize.
No.
Yes.
Oh, don't you linger. Here's a ring for your finger.
You were good, too.
Whose lines are you doing?
You were good. You were good, Eddie.
Yes.
And you were good, too.
Just a minute. Just a minute.
As I live and breathe, folks, it's Sophie Tucker.
Sophie!
Now, when you boys get through pitting medals on each other, maybe you listen to somebody who was raised on Berlin songs. You think you're going away back? Now, if you promise not to try to figure out how old I am, I'll tell you about the time when Irving Berlin was a singing waiter down in Chinatown. He used to write all of the songs on his cuff. And one night I remember how he came over to my table so shyly, so timidly, and said, Sophie, darling, here's a new one that I've just written. I want you to sing it tonight in your cafe. And that song, ladies and gentlemen, was one of my biggest successes, the International Rag.
London dropped it, didn't it?
Yeah.
So has France and Germany.
Yeah.
All hands are dancing to a raggedy melody full of originality.
Sing it, though.
The folks who live in sunny Spain. Dance to a strain.
Yeah.
They call the Spanish tango. Dukes and lords and Russian czars, men who own their motor cars, throw up their shoulders to that raggedy melody full of originality. Italian opera singers,
yeah,
have learned to snap their fingers.
Give it on, baby.
The world goes round to the sound of the international.
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 The international rag.
Yes, sir, and while Sophie Tucker was knocking him dead and cold downtown, way uptown on 14th Street, a couple of unknowns, one with a fiddle, the other with an accordion. We're just breaking into the big time. Introducing Ben Burney and Phil Baker, the best number two act on the Tea Circus.
Greetings, my friends. This is Ben Burney, the old maestro, paying his respects to the little Napoleon of song, Irving Berlin. I'm rather sorry to disappoint you guys, but my partner, Phil Baker, isn't here tonight. He's over in Jersey somewhere rehearsing for Idiot's Delight. Dear, dear. I hope he's playing the part of delight. But really, this threatens to be a great evening. They've already got rid of Winchell, I notice. Don't let it be said that the old maestro is going to be letting you lads and lassies down. I got my fiddle here. Is there a musician in the house?
Come in up,
right here. A musician. I asked for a musician.
Monkeys is the craziest people.
Well, I do declare. The old maestro lost his old vaudeville partner, yeah. Picked up his old radio sidekick. Lou Lair of Movie Tone News. Yowza. Lou, I didn't know you were a musician.
Am I a musician? I'm the world's greatest player of the harpsichord, the violin cello. Ragtime violin.
Well, I'm glad to have you help us out and pay our... I want you to help us to pay our tribute to America's greatest composer.
Oh, it's a pleasure. To me, he is the acme of perfection, the quintessence of a team, the greatest composer that ever lived. Who is he?
Why, Lou, Irving Berlin.
Certainly.
Yes, Lou, Irving Berlin. What would you and I have done in the old vaudeville days without Berlin's song?
You said it. I always sung him. Until I put over his concerto in A minor. Moonlight Sonata. Unfinished Symphony. Ragtime violin again.
Seems you said that twice, Lou.
Well, it makes it twice as good.
Why, the old maestro used to fiddle. I used to fiddle with the old ragtime violin for hours.
You did? I can hear myself singing it now. It was beautiful. Wait, see if I know the words. Start it over again. Start it over. Try a different key.
Well, what key do you want? That's a little too low, Lou.
Sounds
a little high.
Funny, it sounded wonderful in the bathroom this morning. Somewhere in the middle. Fiddle up, fiddle over on your violin. Play right on it. Rest your chin upon it. Talk on, you better begin. And play an overture upon your violin. Hurry up on your violin. Make it sooner. Don't you stop the tuner.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben Burney and Lou Lair. Our next act, ladies and gentlemen, is from the stage of the Music Box Theater. I'm 1921, the first Music Box review. And three little girls with syncopated rhythm are the hit of the show. Three little girls who later give up matinees for matrimony. Lorraine is now the wife of Henry Busey, the famous orchestra conductor. Patsy is married to a college professor upstate. And Bobby is Mrs. William Perlberg, one of Hollywood's outstanding producers. Three little girls together again for the first time in 17 years, singing the same Berlin tune they sang in that Music Box review. The one and only Three Brock Sisters. Take it away, kids.
Everybody step to the single play the rhythm. Let's be going with them when they begin. You'll be saying, yes, sir, the band is grand. He's the best professor in all the land. Listen to the pep that emerges from the middle of the jazzy fiddle under his chin. Oh, what music! The clarinet could not be better in a strain. I don't know just what it is, but it's great. If you want to see a drop when he comes trotting over the ground, wait till you see my little sweetie and me stepping around. There's the instep and the doorstep. There's the one, two, three, and the four step. My step and your step. Stepping off the step. Let's step. And the right step. There's
Thank you, Lorraine, Bobby, and Mrs. Pearlberg.
Hmm. Think I'm crazy?
Now, folks, a lot of people who wanted to honor Irving Berlin couldn't get here tonight. Rudy Vallet, for example, is in Chicago. He couldn't come to us, so we're going to him. You hear me, Rudy? Take it away, Chicago!
Yes, I hear you, Al Jolson. Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Vallet at the Chicago Theater in Chicago. An honor to be able to participate in this tribute to Irving Berlin. I'd like to play something I was sure was a hit the first time I ever heard it. Irving played it for me in his studio one morning. That same evening, I sang it on my flight and broadcast. The song is Say It Isn't So. People from talking, and they're talking, I hear. And the things they're saying fill my heart with care. Now I could never believe them when they say you're untrue. I know that they're mistaken, still I want to hear it from you. Say it isn't so.
Liked about Irving Berlin's tunes, they're so very flexible. His music seems to have no limitations. Take Marie, for example. Marie was written 10 years ago as a beautiful waltz ballad. Yet today, that well-known exponent of swing, Tommy Dorsey, is thrilling the jitterbug with his new swing arrangement of it. As my orchestra picked up the rhythm, Tommy Dorsey himself is playing it at the Columbia Playhouse in Hollywood. And after a few bars, we'll take it away from him. Goodbye, everybody. Bring it over, Tommy. Bring it over, Tommy Dorsey.
Swinging out with little Marie way out here in Hollywood.
The darling Marie, to be to find a hot day. And you surrender
now. Be back later, Irving. Take it away, New York.
Sweet country we're living in. Music in California. Applause in New York. Thank you, Tommy Dorsey, and all the boys in Hollywood.
You know, folks, this coming and going is getting me dizzy. Or maybe it's the sight of Ethel Merman undulating up to the microphone, if you know what I mean. Swing. Yes, sir. This little lady's just full of it. And here's one of the new Berlin tunes she sings in the 20th Century Fox picture, Alexander's Ragtime Band. And it's a great picture, folks, believe me, even if I'm not in it. Hmm. Why, what you got there, Ethel?
My walking stick.
My walking stick? Don't just hold it like that, honey. Swing it.